You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Damn, and we got Bill Brooks back on traffic. It's going to be a great Tuesday for you two.
Yeah, baby.
Might have been already a good Tuesday for Mac. I don't know. I'm just speculating. No? Shaking your head?
12 minutes late, you know? That's all it was.
No, I'm not mad about it. I mean, I've been late multiple times. I just sometimes
I wish.
When you're abnormally, you know, like when it's when it's weird, it's like, what happened? Did you get a little, you know, wakey take?
Extra Z's, I wish.
Okay.
You know, I woke up this morning too, though, at like 4 o'clock when my alarm went off and went, man, I wasn't ready to get up is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
like today is weird. I've started back sleeping with the weighted blanket again, and that makes all the difference in the world, man. I'll tell you, it puts you out. It makes you sleep all night long, and then the alarm went off today. And I'm like, it's still like only 2 o'clock or something. Oh, nope, it's time to get up. You know, I thought I was dreaming at first of the alarm, and then boom, I all of a sudden woke up and went, oh, that is the real alarm going off right now. So I get it. It happens.
Weighted blanket.
Oh, they're great.
Sleeping in that? Wow. Not just like a nap, like full on.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. That's awesome.
You've never heard of the weighted blanket?
Like sleeping like for a full night. I didn't know that was what people, I thought it was just like a nap thing. I didn't know you like people like go to sleep weighted blanket. Yeah, I would not wake up.
I once had a weighted blanket, but it was really just my wife.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah. August 5th is the day today, National Oyster Day.
Yeah. All right. Woo. Let's go to Earl's Premier for oysters, man.
National Work Like a Dog Day.
Oh, okay. So that's every day.
National Underwear Day for you sickos.
I do not celebrate that. No.
And then National Night Out Day.
Ooh, okay.
Not what you think.
Oh.
It's a night for the police to be recognized in neighborhoods that there is security around.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Like,
cool.
To have cool camaraderie and be like, hey, everybody, you know, like they used to do in like the 50s. Good night, Lansing Street. Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday. Everybody have a great day.
I mean, my dad is...
Now let's get on the ground!
My dad is so
drop
old.
Drop the toilet paper!
He remembers them lighting the street lights at night during like turning the kerosene lamps on.
You know that.
That's how old he is. And so that's when I think of National Night. How do I think about the guy going around lighting the street lights of my dad's block when he was a kid? My God.
I'm glad it's not the other National Night Out, because it's a Tuesday. That would not be a good National Night Out.
No, it's definitely night in for you two.
Yeah, Tuesday is not a good night to have a night out.
No.
Nobody's going out on a Tuesday night, right? That's why we have Taco Tuesday, to kind of get people out the door on a Tuesday night. We had tacos last night. Had the extra one.
Mm. And then there was a big trade yesterday. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did. This is huge.
Which one?
You didn't see this?
Balance of power shifting.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You didn't see this trade?
No, I don't think
NFL.
I did.
Oh, man, big-time NFL trade.
Yeah,
division rival.
Player v. player.
Yeah. What happened?
The Raiders traded their cornerback, Ja'Cory and Bennett.
Yeah.
They got to the Eagles for an exchange for a defensive tackle, Thomas Booker IV.
Yeah. Ja'Cory and Bennett, a former fourth-round draft pick going to Philadelphia. This is a big move for the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
One of the most underrated corners in the league.
Yeah,
he is
no
a
doubt.
Good corner.
Told you.
I don't know why the Eagles did this, but here we are, or why the Raiders did this.
One for one today.
There you go. You nailed. No, you're actually two for two. Can you get coffee before Mac gets here? Check that box. Gosh. That was a gimme. And then can you can we get Mac to say this guy's a good cornerback? And we did. Yeah, he nailed that.
Mac
one.
Knows
yeah.
football.
Howie did it again.
Yeah.
Howie is.
But that's what they're saying. I've seen a lot of tweets with that. Howie's done it again. Ross Tucker's breaking this thing down right now on X, formerly Twitter. And,
gotcha.
You know, they're involved in it. But I think if you're the Raiders right now, you're probably looking for defensive line help. So you got it. Yeah.
You got some.
Yeah, the fourth, you know, Mr. Booker, the fourth there, right? You know, three others came before him. This was the guy who landed in the NFL and now is a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. So they strengthened their defensive line, and the Eagles continue to strengthen their defensive backfield, because with Terry McLaurin most likely going to re-sign, and then obviously Dallas has got some pretty good wide receivers. The Giants have Malik Nabers, who I still can't believe the numbers Malik Nabers put up last year with playing with no quarterbacks.
Amazing.
I hate to say it. I told you I'm all in this year on the Giants. Like, Malik Nabers may have himself a year if he's got a steady quarterback that can get him the football, because he did stuff last year with Daniel Jones and Tommy Cutlets and Drew Locke, for God's sakes, you know?
Easy.
I mean,
easy on that third one.
Well, he's not very good, so let's call it what it is, right? And so he put up great numbers last year with three ragtag quarterbacks. What can he do this year with only one ragtag quarterback and Russell Wilson? I mean, it's going to be unbelievable to watch Malik Nabers out there. So I guess maybe Philadelphia feels they need more defensive backup, but in a passing league, you know, we've talked way too much about this trade.
The other news that came out of the NFL yesterday before we dive into the Royals game last night was the Colorado duo. Shador Sanders fourth on the depth chart, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then
yeah.
Travis Hunter listed on their depth chart in Jacksonville as a starting wide receiver and a second string corner, which I believe he will probably play in the slot. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Were you guys surprised by that?
No. I mean, you're the number two overall, well, number one overall pick, that the one that everybody talks about, right? Yeah.
Well done, PR in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Even if he has no intentions in playing both positions, let him believe that he is first 4 weeks of preseason.
That preseason, though, quite honestly, is going to be interesting to see they could potentially have a guy playing both ways in a preseason game for you to watch, right? Like, that's something that you would pay attention to see what could potentially go on with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, I think it's going to be real interesting to watch their preseason game just to see that dude play both ways. Because you know 100%. He is. I mean, you know he's going to get work on both sides of the ball, as he should. And he should be a starting wide receiver. You're the number two overall pick, right?
Yes.
If you're not a starter at whatever position that you are drafted at as the number two overall pick, save a Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith type of situation, then you probably should have been the number two overall pick. So he should be starting as a wide receiver in Jacksonville as the number two overall pick. And if he's not, then they made a major mistake that this guy can't get on the field right away as the number two overall pick.
They play Saturday night against the Steelers. That'll be right before the Chiefs game at 7. So at 6, you can watch a little bit of Travis Hunter.
And that's all that you need.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all that you need. I'll watch that game a little bit on Saturday night just to see because that's intriguing. That's interesting. That's fun, right? That's cool to see. And so,
like a first.
Yeah. I don't ever remember really a guy playing both ways in our era of the NFL like we expect him to be, you know?
Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history.
Yeah, there it is.
It starts this Saturday.
Woo! What was that?
Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, football is back, dude. Thursday, you get three games. You get Colts and Ravens. You get Bengals, Eagles. You get Raiders, Seahawks. Friday, you get Lions, Falcons, Browns, Panthers, and Commanders and Patriots. That's 6:00, 6:00, and 6:30. And then Saturday, let's have a day, guys. Okay. Because you get Bob's Giants against the Buffalo Bills at noon.
At noon, okay. That's a nooner. Yeah. Nice.
Then you get Houston, Minnesota at 3. And then you get 6:00, 6:30, 7:00, 7:30.
You got a lot of preseason football. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of preseason football.
Right.
Who's watching any of it? Nobody.
I mean, Saturday, I don't really have it. It's going to be hotter than hell. I'll be inside watching football.
Exhibition games on the TV. Odds I see most of the Chiefs game very slim in that as well.
Yeah. Most, you know, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, even that, I'm probably not watching the first half of that game on Saturday, because you're not learning anything. There's nothing that we need to see in those games. Those are good for the guys that are looking to get some, you know, work on tape. Maybe another team picks them up, the UFL or whatever the case may be. But for the average fan, none of that matters in the second half of that game, you know, and none of it matters for most of those players down there. So as soon as the starter's out, I'm out.
Yeah. But last night, did you guys stick around or did you guys check out?
No, I was out at 5-0. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, there's no reason to stick around.
Yeah, I think it was 7-1 or something. Mm-hmm. Was that? Yeah, I think then that's when I tagged out and then I joined back in and I felt bad about joining back in.
Why?
Or leaving in the first place.
Oh, leaving.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I gave up hope, and they brought it back.
Yeah, I'm still, a long way to go.
I mean,
you know, they got to get you early. They can't wait to the ninth inning for that kind of stuff. You know, once I punch out, or I'm sure most likely, like a lot of people, once you punch out of a show or whatever it is, odds of you coming back are probably very, very slim. And so once it got 5-0, I stayed a little bit longer after that. I think it was like 7-1, saw Salvi hit it off the top of the monster and whatnot, rooting for it to go out. And then I'm tracking how many runs Salvi has scored and how close he is to 700 runs. He's like 8 runs shy of 700 now or something like that. He continues to put up all of these numbers, but, you know, passively watching on in the background type stuff. And, you know, fall down early, man. That pitcher faltered early for the Royals last night and, you know, expected more out of him.
Yeah, it was the eighth inning. They had 4 runs. And I said before we went to break that I don't think you should be disappointed in the loss last night. You still have an opportunity to win 2 out of 3. Tonight is going to be tough. It's still in Crochet on the mound. Another addition from the trade deadline will pitch tonight for the Royals as well. But, man, I get it. Like, I know they lost, and it was 8-5. And some people would say, well, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't really describe what the game was. Yeah, it was 5-0 in the first. But what that team showed last night is that exactly why they went and got some of the guys they got, like Yastrzemski and Frazier. Frazier went off the top of the wall. Yastrzemski hit a double that was misplayed, got to third. And those guys, they're hitting when runners are in scoring position. Another game where they scored 5 runs. I know that it's hard to come back when you give up 5 in the first inning. And of course, it had to sting a little bit more when it was Duran. But you've got, I don't know, man, you still have 2 more games against Boston, and you got a big one tonight. Last night, you didn't get blown out. It wasn't like it was 8-0, 7-1. You had 4 runs in the eighth inning, and you had Bobby Witt Jr. come up, get a hit, and Frazier ran through the sign. Like, you can see the steal shots on. Like, Vance is, like, holding his hand up. That's where, that's the thing. Like, the base running's just got to get better this time of the year. Hold him on third. There's 2 outs. The bases are loaded. You're knocking up that bullpen. That bullpen is not good in Boston. They're doing everything they could to get to Chapman at that point. He comes in, does his business. But one thing that lets you know why you shouldn't be disappointed is if not every time are you going to give up 5 runs in the first inning, right? And the offense didn't just go away. That wasn't a team that was just like, ah, throw it away. No, they still fought in that game because they know the bullpens outside of theirs and maybe a couple others are not very well trusted. And the Royals tattooed that bullpen last night for Boston. The Yankees bullpen is absolutely disgusting. And I think that's why you can't be disappointed in last night's loss. Yes, it's what I'm considering a moral victory. Consider me a millennial. But, like, you showed fight with your offense. You didn't just go into the dark and throw in the white towel. You got runners in from scoring position in big-time moments. And your bullpen is what's going to help you and give you the advantage. And that's why if you can just limp in, because now Boston and is the number one wildcard team, and then the Yankees are tied for second and third. So it's opening up above you. You've just got to get there. Now, unfortunately, Texas is one of those teams that won last night who they beat the Yankees.
Yep.
But, like, it's opening up, and if you can just keep winning 2 or 3, now you got to get out there tonight and win, and it ain't going to be an easy test. But what do the Royals always do? They do really well against good pitchers, and guys you never heard of tend to throw like 8-inning shutouts. So maybe there's a chance tonight you can kind of get back to this, to where Sunday at 6 o'clock you have a rubber match.
It's funny you said about the moral victories and the millennial take on that one, because I was driving in this morning. I'm like, yeah, I'm not into moral victories anymore. Like, these are professional baseball players, right? And you've got to go out there and you've got to win games. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter that you fight. It doesn't matter that you came back. You still ultimately lost the game. And that's been the biggest problem with this team all year. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. They've never had that consistency where they were able to take off. And last night was a really good opportunity to win a baseball game, because you knew you had Garrett Crochet coming up tonight, and he, for the most part, excuse me, is a dominating pitcher, right? You look at his numbers, and his ERA is like 2.5, less than that, 2.3 or something like that. Guy goes out there and dominates. I'm not in the moral victory game right now with professional teams and what. You're paid athletes, you're paid baseball players, you're paid football players, basketball, whatever it is. Like, moral victories are good for your high school kids. All right, we went out there and fought. The Royals are running out of time. That's why these games are so important that you have to win, because you didn't make that hay early on in the season, right? And now you're at a point where every game is magnified and every game matters. They still need to string that big winning streak together that they haven't had yet this season.
Hope he's okay.
He's dying.
Like, he had the same voice like RFK soon. You gotta get that drink in there, Bob. But no, I mean, yeah, I get it. Like, it's not fun to say, you know, moral victory or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, it could have just been like a white towel, throw it in and all that sort of stuff, but it wasn't. They'll get back at it tonight. Vern at 5 o'clock on the On Deck show, and then the Royals game at 6:10. But, Mac, how many days?
32 days till the Chiefs play football, baby.
We were like 99 a week ago.
Yeah, it did go so fast. Halloween was coming up here before you know it, right?
It's already here.
I mean, everywhere you go. I got the pumpkin, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups the other day.
Ooh, were they great? Were they the best thing ever?
There's none of
them. No, I didn't buy them yet. They're still there in the store. Oh, I got the pumpkin cupcakes or pumpkin.
Yeah. Okay, he said he put them up high so he doesn't have to reach them.
I'm going
to
tell you, we're sitting outside yesterday and we're watching Bobby Flay, right? And cooking with Bobby Flay, and he's doing brunch.
The goat.
And the throwdown was carrot cake pancakes.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. God, I'm going to tell
Smash.
You, I mean, and that's when we looked at each other and went, tacos, like, because we were looking for a place that has carrot cake pancakes. Nobody has a carrot cake pancake right now in Kansas City that
Big
we can
Biscuit
find.
Have one?
If anybody knows where there is a carrot cake pancake on the menu, don't say maybe this, or because we went through menus last night to try to find these carrot cake pancakes.
Yeah.
Because I said, Jen, I said, well, we'll just make them, you know, on the Blackstone. And we'll put that barbecue sauce on it that Dusty always recommends. And she goes, well, why don't we just go and find somebody that's making carrot cake pancakes? Nobody is making a carrot cake pancake. Now, maybe it's your seasonal pancake that shows up in the fall. But, I mean, these carrot cake pancakes that Bobby Flay was making last night, you want to talk about brioche, baby, with the cream cheese icing on top, with the syrup and the bacon. Let's go.
Smash.
All right, 32 days away from the actual start to the NFL, right? No one cares about Dallas or Philadelphia on Thursday night, even though we'll be locked in with parlays.
Of course, yeah. We'll have money on the game. We will watch. But, yes, Friday, that's really when it gets going. And it's a Friday. Chiefs fans, let's go. In Brazil, we're all going to be partying watching the Chiefs. It's going to be awesome. So I ask you, which AFC team do you fear the most? And fear, you know, that's kind of weird verbiage for a Chiefs fan who's dominated for the past 9 years. So who do you think is the biggest competitor in the AFC?
Yeah, I think Dusty has the same answer that we all should have on this one, because I only think there really is one true real competitor for this team.
Okay, well, then you guys go first, and I'll differ.
Because for me, it's Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, it's always Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the second-best quarterback in the NFL. I understand Cincinnati has done it, but I can tell you why I don't fear Cincinnati, because Patrick Mahomes played his worst half of a football game in his entire career against Cincinnati. I think it was more so the Chiefs faltered than the Cincinnati Bengals bangled over the Chiefs in that game. That's just my opinion.
Agreed.
I don't fear Lamar in the playoffs. I don't have any reason to. I don't get nervous against the Ravens, because I just think that when it gets to that moment where it's, and this is why I fear Buffalo, and I'm going to explain. When it comes down to it, when it was Burrow versus Mahomes, Mahomes was not the same quarterback, and it had nothing to do with Joe Burrow. It just had his mechanics, his team. We saw how Tyreek Hill threw a temper tantrum when they didn't get in the end zone at the end of the halftime, and they lost that AFC Championship game, right? I totally put that on Mahomes and the Chiefs, and that's, if you want to call me a homer for that take, then that's really contradicting. The other thing is Lamar Jackson, when it comes to that moment where it's like, hey, you've got to do it in the playoffs against this guy, Lamar doesn't show me that kind of dog mentality. Lamar's great. He's a good, very good quarterback. But in that moment, I don't fear him. Whereas Josh Allen, yes, he did not get the yard. He did not get the first down. He has lost to Mahomes 4 times in the playoffs. But it seems like every single freaking game has got you on the edge of your seat because of who that quarterback is and how he kind of gets into that moment. And he kind of doesn't care that it's Mahomes. You look at the 13-second game. That's not on Josh Allen. That was just Mahomes. And that was the 5th-ranked defense, maybe the 1st-ranked defense in football that year. And that was Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill. That was just guys were better players than that other team's unit.
Mm-hmm.
And they won. And Josh Allen did not get the ball.
Yep.
So, again, that game, last year's AFC Championship game. So it's Buffalo to me because of what they have at quarterback, who can sustain it in the moment and put the cleats on and strap them up and go toe-to-toe with Mahomes. Whereas, yes, Burrow beat him 3 points in overtime. It wasn't Burrow that made the kick. It was Mahomes that went in hiding for the only time I've ever seen in his career in that second half.
Yeah, Joe Burrow scares the heck out of me when I watch him play because he's so stoic, right, and whatnot. But I just don't believe in the Bengals as a full organization. Josh Allen, though, I mean, that's the guy. He's your second-best quarterback in this league, and he's the second-best quarterback, obviously, in the AFC. And he's played great. His head coach just stinks out loud. Like that truly is, I believe, a head coach that has held his team and his organization back. And I think it's a big year for Sean McDermott. I mean, if they get bounced early again in the playoffs, early not making it to the Super Bowl is for Buffalo, you have to start wondering if this is a guy that can truly lead your team over the top. Remember, they switched offensive coordinators in midseason because that guy couldn't get Buffalo over the top. I'm starting to think Sean McDermott may be that guy. If we go another year with Buffalo standing short of the Super Bowl, Sean McDermott may have to go.
Yeah, the next move, like you've already done the coordinator move. Now,
and that was a year and a half ago.
Exactly. That doesn't work, and here we are. I know it worked last year, MVP for Josh Allen, great season. But, yeah, you've got to win some games when it matters.
Yeah, they didn't win when it mattered if you're Sean McDermott. He is the Marty Schottenheimer of his era now.
Exactly. I'll go. I agree with the Josh Allen stuff. You guys know me. Huge Josh Allen truther. He's the man, second best quarterback. And then I think there's a gap, honestly. Small gap, but still. But I'm going to go with the Ravens because when you talk about fearing a quarterback, I fear only Josh Allen by a little bit. I still know Mahomes in the end is going to get the ball and win the game. But I fear the Ravens as a team. I think that is the second best roster in the NFL behind the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're going to have a kick-ass defense, and I think they're going to know who they are on offense, going to be able to run the football with both Lamar and Derrick Henry, and they'll be able to pass when they need to Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers. If we remember, like, the Ravens played really well in that game against the Bills and faltered late with a couple of drops here and there, similar to the way the Bills did with that Kincaid drop against the Chiefs. You know, they had a chance. They just weren't able to get through it. So we've seen the Ravens, just like the Bills, get to that AFC Championship game and unable to get over the hump. But I think that roster with that secondary, that safety duo, Malachi Starks, the rookie.
It's because it's your name almost.
And it is very close. It is cool. I'm pumped about it. Yeah, I'm pumped about them. I think they're going to be a great team.
I like everything that you're saying about the Ravens, but at the end of the day, the reason why the Chiefs are on top, they do those little things.
100%.
Yeah, the thing about the Ravens, too, is that how many times have we seen them kind of like get out of their element after just being 7-0?
Dude,
when Hamilton couldn't cover Kelsey and Mahomes put that pass that Mitch Holtis said he put some duct tape on it.
Or they forgot to run the football.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they just get away from it, and they get in that panic mode, whereas Buffalo doesn't. Buffalo can be down 14-0, and it's still their normal offense. Whereas, if the Ravens get down 10-0, Derrick Henry is like, what are you doing? You still have three quarters left.
Yeah, you can still run the football.
And they don't do it. Or Lamar gets fidgety. He gets, he gets happy feet. And he's like, Lamar, there's three quarters left. You still get the ball in the second half. Relax.
But I think also they're in that mindset where they have to go out there and outscore everybody. And so they feel if they're down 10-0, well, if they go 3-and-out, then the Chiefs or whoever get the ball back, then they're down 17. And now all of a sudden, then you really can't run the football. But the minute you get taken out of your game plan, that's the minute you've lost the game.
Yeah,
and you can see that with the Ravens.
Which I would, similar to you talking about McDermott, I think John Harbaugh is top four guy in the league. But that's at some point, you've got to hold your identity and know who you are in the playoffs, man. Lamar Jackson had one rushing attempt against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. They ran the ball less than 10 times with the running backs. Yep. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Everybody will point to the drops as to why the Ravens ultimately lost that game, but they got out of their game plan early in that one. And then they do that 2 years ago, too, against the Chiefs. They got out of their game plan early. We're like, why didn't you run the football,
Sorry, I just saw Dusty's text back to a listener. They said, what's Mac's real name? Dusty replied, Richard.
Richard, yeah.
Don't forget, the only place you can hear your Kansas City Chiefs on...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.